I'd like to welcome you back to Old Off Staff and Practice Series. What happens if you come to your bed Friday night, you're exhausted after a long week's work, and you realize that in the hectic rush coming to Shabbos, you by mistake left something muktzah on your bed? So if that which you left was something that's muktzah because it's a klisha malachta le'isr, so we had learned earlier that if something is only muktzah because it's typically used for a forbidden use on Shabbos, it's a klisha malachta le'isr, you're allowed to move it le'tzorach mekomo. It's because you want to go to sleep, you're allowed to move it, you're allowed to take it with your hands and put it away in order to use your bed. But let's say it's something that's asr machmas chisaron kis, different form of muktzah. Maybe it's something that doesn't have any other use. We discussed, perhaps that's even, it doesn't have the typical status of a klisha malachta le'isr. Many poskim argue that a smartphone, has that status, that it doesn't have the heterim, doesn't have the leniencies of klisha malachta le'isr, and you wouldn't be allowed to move it, even if you need its space, even litzarech mekoma. So what are you supposed to do? So we learned multiple times in the Masech that there's a concept of tiltul min hatzad, moving mukta, not directly using your hands, but rather in an indirect form with a medium by shaking it off with a pillow, with the blanket, shaking it off, that could be okay. However, there's a qualification. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Shin Yud Aleph Sifches writes that which we say it's permissible to move mukta min hatzad, tiltul min hatzad, indirect moving of mukta, is only if you're moving it for a permissible use, for the purpose of using the bed, for using the bed that's mutter. However, let's say we're dealing with an item in which the reason why you want to remove it from your bed is not because you want to use your bed, but rather because you're concerned for the actual object. It's something delicate that you're nervous, that if you go to sleep with it being on their bed, its presence on your bed doesn't affect your sleep, but you're nervous that it may get ruined. Or for an example, let's say you find one AirPod on your bed, and you're nervous that if you go to sleep, it won't affect your sleep, the fact that it's there. But you're nervous it may get lost. You want to know where it falls down, and therefore you want to shake it off in order to keep track of where it is. You're worried it may get lost. That would be tiltul min hatzad, moving it indirectly for the purpose of the muktzah item. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that there is no leniency of tiltul min hatzad. So what are you supposed to do? So the Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Dal, references a concept that also came up multiple times in the Masechta, and that's another form, another permissible way of moving muktzah, and that's called tiltul begufo, using your body, not using your hands, not using the typical way of moving muktzah, but rather using some other part of your body. And that's what the Gemara says in Kuf Nun Dal Amud Beis in the second wide line. If you have an animal that has a load of something that's mukta, you want to remove it from on top of the animal, what are you supposed to do? Menicha rosha tachta, you put your head under it, and you knock it over. Using your head, tilta begufo, using a part of your body that you typically don't move mukta with, would be permissible. Even says the Shulchan Aruch, again, in Shin Yud Aleph Sifches, and it comes up a bunch of places in the Mishnah Berurah paskins this way, that you're allowed to move something that's mukta, even for the purpose of the mukta, as long as you're moving it in a not normal way. Therefore, let's say you get a package. You get a delivery on Shabbos. Let's assume it's something that's mukta. So if you typically would move it by you kicking it with your feet, then that's not called tiltul begufo because it's the normal way of moving such mukta. But if it's something that you would typically pick up with your hands and bring it into your house, and you're nervous, it's pouring outside, you're nervous it's going to get ruined, so you would be allowed to kick it in using your feet because that would be tiltul begufo, which is mutter even for the purpose of protecting the object that's muktzah.